Pollock is a fish that's caught in huge numbers in the Bering Sea off Alaska's coast, but it's not exactly trendy or known as health food. You see it mostly in fish sticks and McDonald's fish sandwiches. Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports on a seafood company's latest push to make pollock the next big thing by turning it into gluten-free noodles.
It's lunchtime at the Anchorage home of Julia O'Malley, probably the city's highest profile food writer. O'Malley tries to eat gluten-free, so she's about to sample some new gluten-free noodles that I brought her for lunch. We're going to cook them into ramen.
Okay, I'm opening up the package here, and I'm just going to hold one. It feels... Oh. Smells relatively neutral, and it's kind of elasticy. It definitely looks like a rice noodle.
O'Malley knows there's a secret Alaska ingredient in the noodles, but she doesn't know what it is. She's going to taste them and guess. That means we have to get the ramen components ready first.
We've got, scallions here and some bok choy, and I am about to boil an egg.
While we get that stuff going, I'm going to spill the beans. The secret ingredient is fish. The noodles come from Trident, one of the country's largest seafood companies. Trident is truly huge. It has thousands of employees, it's supplied fish for Starbucks sandwiches in China, and it catches hundreds of millions of pounds of pollock from the Bering Sea each year. Pollock isn't exactly a delicacy. Some people call it trash fish. It's caught in massive trawl nets and usually processed into low-value products like fish sticks and fried fish sandwiches. John Sally is Trident's Senior Vice President of Marketing and Innovation.
It's kind of lacked the romance. I don't know what a good parallel is. I mean, it's been the, Pabst Blue Ribbon to the, microbrew, for example, in the beer industry.
But in the past few years, the seafood industry has been looking for new ways to market pollock as something that's fresh and healthy and worth paying for. An official with another company describes it as making pollock sexy. Now Trident is introducing products for restaurants like Whole Pollock with the fish head still on, playing up the fact that this is a whole food. The noodles are part of that push. They're definitely more processed. A plant in Minnesota makes them from minced pollock meat called surimi, the same stuff that goes into fake crab. But the noodles only have 8 ingredients with 10 grams of protein in each serving. And by going into noodles, Trident is targeting a new group of consumers. Here's Sally again.
Consumers today are consuming protein in all kinds of plant-based foods, in pastas, in alternative burgers, sausages. I mean, the whole category is really exploding for plant-based protein products. And why not with fish?
Trident is putting a big effort into marketing the noodles. You can buy them at some Costco stores in the lower 48. But not in Alaska yet. A Trident official had to bring them on a plane to Anchorage on an ice pack. Back in O'Malley's kitchen, the ramen is finally done. She ladles the hot broth on top of the noodles and then digs in.
The noodles are neutral. Very neutral. Their texture is like a vegetable. They are filling, I would say that.
So knowing that there is an Alaska product in here, if you had to guess, what are you going to guess the Alaska product is?
I think it's seaweed.
You think it's seaweed? Are you ready for me to tell you what it is? Are you sure? Kelp. Is that your final answer?
I think it's kelp.
It's pollock.
These are made out of fish? That's unusual. Taste them again.
O'Malley isn't convinced the noodles are quite right for ramen, but she says she thinks they could work in a stir fry or a Thai dish, like if you want a lower carb alternative to rice noodles. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.